You're listening to Sleep Tight Science.
Did you know that sometimes when you feel butterflies in your stomach, it's not because there are actual butterflies in there, but because your body is a bit nervous or excited?
What?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sleep Tight Science, a bedtime show that answers your questions about science. In this episode, we will talk about what it means to feel yucky. Feeling yucky, especially when it comes to tummy troubles, is something we've all experienced at some point. You could think of your stomach as a little kingdom inside you, usually happy and peaceful. But sometimes, things get a bit mixed up, and that kingdom turns stormy, leaving you feeling not so great. Tummy troubles can come from many things. Maybe eating too much of something, not enough of something else, or feeling worried or upset. When your tummy isn't happy, it can make your whole body feel off. And you might not want to do much except curl up in bed until it feels better. Feeling yucky can sometimes mean that you're not at your healthiest. When your body feels off, it's your body's way of sending you a message that something isn't quite right. But what does being healthy actually mean? We hear this word all the time. But sometimes, even a simple word can be defined in several different ways, as you will see if you look up health in the dictionary. If you're curious about where the word comes from, it has an old root in the Anglo-Saxon language, which means strong, in good shape, or complete. You could also consider the definition by the World Health Organization. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or illness. Another way to think about health is by looking at numbers, like your temperature or blood pressure, and saying you're healthy if these numbers are in the normal range. But here's the tricky part. Everyone's body is different. What's normal for one person might not be normal for you, because everybody's body works in its own unique way. For many medical experts, the best way to understand health depends on the person. For example, being healthy means one thing for a librarian who spends the day in quiet work, and something different for a construction worker who does hard physical labor. This means being healthy isn't about matching a set standard. It's about being fit and well enough to handle what your own life asks of you. Understanding health isn't one size fits all. It's a concept that varies from person to person and can be seen through many lenses, from ancient definitions of being strong, in good shape or complete, to the World Health Organization's idea of overall well-being. It's also personal, with what's considered healthy differing greatly among individuals due to our unique bodies and life demands. But what happens when we don't feel in good shape or complete? Sometimes our bodies throw us curveballs, like tummy troubles. So let's look at that next. Before we continue, let's see if we can boost our vocabulary with some fancy medical terms for everyday things we all experience. Here's a list of 6 medical words that describe common occurrences in a not-so-common way. 1. Horripilation, which means goosebumps. 2. The cutaneous system, or skin. 3. Dermatoglyphics, or fingerprints. 4. Pruritus, or itching. 5. Borborygmus, or a rumbling stomach. And 6. Epistaxis, which means a nosebleed. So the next time you feel a shiver down your spine and see those goosebumps pop up, or your stomach grumbles before lunch, you will have the perfect medical terms to describe exactly what's happening. Impress your friends, teachers, and family with words like horripilation for that chilly sensation and borborygmus for the concert happening in your belly. Understanding health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being helps us appreciate that occasional tummy troubles don't necessarily mean we are not healthy. In fact, experiencing an upset stomach can be a normal part of how our bodies communicate with us, signaling that something needs attention, whether it's stress, diet, or illness. But why do our tummies get upset? When our stomachs ache or feel upset, it's often due to disruption in our digestive system's delicate balance. Consuming too much sugar, for instance, can overload our system. Sugars are absorbed quickly into the bloodstream, requiring our pancreas to release large amounts of insulin to manage the sugar spike. This rapid process can lead to gastrointestinal discomfort as our body struggles to rebalance. Fiber, a crucial component for healthy digestion, helps by absorbing water, which adds bulk to our poop or feces and facilitates its movement through the intestines. A diet low in fiber can lead to constipation, where poop moves too slowly through the digestive tract, causing discomfort and bloating. On the other hand, adequate fiber intake ensures smoother transit and lessens the likelihood of pain. Stress and anxiety have a direct impact on our gastrointestinal health. When we get really stressed or scared, our body makes special chemicals called stress hormones. These hormones can make our tummies act funny, slowing down or speeding up how we digest food. This might make us feel tummy aches, feel like we're going to throw up, or even need to rush to the bathroom. It's like our body is getting ready to run or protect itself from something scary, so it decides not to spend energy digesting food for a little while. Also, certain food intolerances or allergies can trigger stomach upsets. Sometimes we eat foods that don't agree with our tummies. This can happen because our bodies have a hard time breaking them down, or we might be allergic to them. When this happens, our tummies can get a little swollen inside. We might feel gassy, and it can make us feel uncomfortable. Figuring out which foods make our tummies unhappy and not eating them anymore is really important to keep our digestive system feeling good. Lastly, we talked about viruses in a previous episode, but an upset stomach can also be caused by a virus. One of the most common types of viruses that lead to stomach issues is called the norovirus, often called the stomach flu. This virus can cause inflammation of the stomach and intestines and is also known as gastroenteritis. This can lead to symptoms like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach pain. Did you know that hiccups can be contagious just like yawns? Sometimes, just hearing or seeing someone else hiccup can make you start hiccuping too. But how can you get the hiccups to go away once you get them? Well, we found the list of cures, some more useful than others. Unfortunately, none are guaranteed to work. 1. Think about pineapples. 2. Try to make yourself sneeze. 3. Hold your breath. 4. Sip some ice cold water. 5. Gently pull on your tongue. 6. Bite a juicy lemon. 7. Swallow a spoonful of sugar. Do you think these might work to stop your hiccups? So, we learned that stomach aches and discomfort can stem from dietary choices such as excessive sugar intake or insufficient fiber, and psychological stress. Also, food intolerances and viruses play a significant role. But how can we make our tummies happy again? If you are experiencing a tummy ache, a few simple adjustments can often help you feel better. First and foremost, taking it easy and giving your body a chance to rest can be incredibly soothing for an upset stomach. During this time, drink lots of water. Water helps to keep your digestive system moving smoothly. Mindful eating also plays a crucial role in tummy care. Opt for bland, easy-to-digest foods like toast or rice initially, and then slowly reintroduce other foods as your stomach settles. Including fiber-rich foods in your diet gradually will help maintain a healthy digestive flow without causing additional stress to your stomach. Simple activities like deep breathing, gentle yoga, or even engaging in your favorite hobby can make you feel more relaxed and calm and ease stomach discomfort. Maybe you could try some of the breathing exercises we share in Sleep Tight Relax before you go to sleep at night. Of course, if you ever have tummy pain, you should talk to an adult. Sometimes, you may need to see a doctor if you have tummy troubles for a long time. By making these small changes, you can help ensure your tummy feels better and stays happy, allowing you to get back to enjoying your day without discomfort. Did you know that when you get goosebumps or horripilation, each little bump is a tiny muscle pulling on your hair, making it stand up? Now, let's answer a couple questions from our listeners. First, Saru asks, why do we sneeze? Sneezing is our body's natural way of getting rid of irritants like dust and pollen. Or it could even be a cold virus from your nose and throat. When these tiny particles enter your nose, they can tickle the sensitive lining inside, Your body doesn't really like these intruders, so it sends a message to your brain, signaling an emergency cleanup is needed. Here's where the sneeze comes into play. Your brain coordinates a powerful response. It tells the muscles in your chest, abdomen, and even your eyelids to prepare for action. Then, with a big achoo, you forcefully expel air from your lungs, shooting it out through your nose and mouth at speeds up to 100 miles per hour, about 160 kilometers per hour. This blast of air carries the irritants with it, clearing them out and helping to protect your body from potential harm. Interestingly, sneezing is also why we often say bless you or Gesundheit, which means health in German, when someone sneezes. It's a tradition that dates back centuries, showing concern for someone's well-being. So the next time you sneeze, remember it's a complex and protective reflex designed to keep you healthy by clearing away unwanted particles. Sneezing is one of the ways your body looks after you. Thank you for the question, Saru. Next, Marie, who is 7, asks, why does your throat hurt when you are sick? Well, when you're sick and your throat hurts, it's usually because your body is fighting off germs like viruses or bacteria. These germs invade your throat, causing your body to send white blood cells, which are like tiny soldiers, to fight the infection. This battle can make your throat feel sore, swollen, and uncomfortable. Also, when you're sick, your body produces more mucus, which is that slimy stuff in your nose and throat, to trap and get rid of the germs. But when it drips down the back of your throat, a condition known as a postnasal drip, it can irritate your throat and lead to a sore feeling. It's also really yucky. Another reason your throat might hurt is because of coughing a lot. Coughing is your body's way of trying to clear out the germs and mucus, but too much coughing can make your throat feel raw and sore. So a sore throat when you're sick is a sign that your body is working hard to get rid of the germs and keep you healthy. Drinking warm liquids and getting plenty of rest can help soothe your sore throat and give your body the strength it needs to fight the illness. Thank you for the question, Marie. Thank you to Saru, Marie, Zana, and Jesse for the questions in this episode. In this episode, we learned some of the reasons why we sometimes feel yucky. These could be anything from eating too much of something, not enough of something else, or even feeling nervous or stressed. Feeling yucky can mean that your health is not good, but understanding that might be challenging, as health or being healthy is different for each person. When your stomach gets upset, it could be a digestive problem, which could be from anything from too much sugar to not enough fiber. It could be a food allergy or a virus. All of these things can make our stomach upset, and all of them need some changes to our diet to help them get better. We talked about possible ways to get rid of hiccups, why we sneeze, as well as why our throats might hurt when we are sick. I hope you are all well and taking care of yourselves. Thank you to Kaimana from Reno, Nevada, who is 5, Edith, who is 5, and Teddy, who is 7, in Norwalk, Connecticut. Oliver Berry. Arlo in Christchurch, New Zealand, who is 6 3/4. Phoebe and Jude in Hernando, Mississippi. Calixto from Texas, age 5. Danny from West Des Moines, Iowa, age 7. Rylan, who is 5. Cecilia from Huntington Beach, California, age 5. Atlas Anderson from New York City, age 7. Xander from Massachusetts. Wesley from Ohio, age 5 1/2. Calvin from Minnesota, age 5 3/4. Siler in Woodinville, Washington, age 5. And Felix, age 6. We love getting your feedback on our show. If you have any feedback, please send it our way. And if you want to make sure you get all the episodes, please ask your parents to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever your parents listen to podcasts. And please, if you love learning about science with us, leave us a review. It may help others find our show. If you'd like to send us your questions, please send them to hello@sleeptightscience.com. Sleep tight.